Okay, so obviously you're aiming to kind of retain a seat that you're already holding at the moment.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Just how confident are you feeling about this evening?
I'm pretty good. The first polling station has come in and we were 50% on that. So that's looking good. Labour have probably done better on the postal vote, so we've got a bit to make up in the kind of ballot box vote. But yeah, I mean, I would hope very much that we would, that people would vote on our record. I've been a councillor for 7 years. The Green Group's done a huge amount of work in Central Ward, and people do know us. You know, on the doorstep, what people say is, "Oh yeah, we know you. You've done this. You've done the other. We know you. We want you to stay." So hopefully that message is strong enough, combined with the fact that we are a real alternative in policy terms, that people will turn to us.
Okay, so do you think it's do you think opinions of the Green Party have improved through kind of like your own work, or I mean, do you concede that obviously some of it could be potentially because of discontent with Liberals?
I think it's a combination of two things. I think in the last election, getting Caroline Lucas as an MP has made a huge, huge difference. Like, she's had a very high profile, considering there's only one of her, but that she's really appeared a lot in the national media. And I think that's meant that the Green message has come over very strongly, and that people do understand we're putting forward an alternative to the cuts. We're saying we don't need to make these massive cuts in public services. There are alternatives. I think people have latched on to those ideas. So I think there's that kind of policy, national picture coming through, and we've replicated that in the council, that the Green group in the council is the only group that put forward a genuine alternative budget, for instance. So there's that policy side of it, but it is also because as a group we do work very, very hard, so we deliver at local level, and people can rightly say, well, the Greens are the ones that get things done around here. So I think it's on both of those, really. So yeah, you can compare us to the other parties and say, well, it's because people are disillusioned with the Lib Dems, or, you know, they don't like Labour either. They haven't forgotten the things that Labour didn't do when they were in power. But I would prefer to see it as people coming towards us positively, because they see us as actually doing good things in the ward and backed up by good policies.
Now, a lot of, finally, with obviously with something like a general election and council elections, local council elections don't see as much publicity. But obviously you've been kind of doing a lot of door-to-door, and a lot of kind of speaking to individuals. And just how important do you think that will have been if it does contribute to your victory?
Oh, it's massively important for us, because on the publicity side, you're quite right that what happens in elections is that even in local elections, people are very, very swayed by the national picture. And for all that I've said that our profile has gone up since we've had Caroline Lucas as an MP, people look at their tellies and what they see is comparisons between Labour, Lib Dems and Tories. So we actually have to do the work on the ground in terms of speaking to people in our leaflets and the local press in order to get any sort of message over. I don't, you know, it's very hard work, but I actually don't think that's a bad thing, because I think it's really important to have that actual face-to-face individual connection with people. And what's been fantastic about this election, like the run-up to the election over the last couple of months, has been that engagement and people, you know, really being genuinely interested. Like, we put out a letter to all voters, sort of address letter to all voters, and I got lots of people emailing me and phoning me and saying, thanks for your letter, what did you mean by that, what's your policy on that? And I just think that's fantastic when you get that sort of very direct interaction with people.
Excellent.
Yeah.